Okay. So really the sigma I want to talk about is the sigma of Yehoreg Vayavar, which is a very broad sigma, but I just want to talk about one particular aspect of it. So we'll start with the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim brings a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Bakal Mishrafim Mechutz Me'atzei Asherah, that in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to use for refuah things that otherwise would be osur, any kind of machalus asuras. The exception would be atzei asherah, an asherah which is avodah zara. For that, you're not allowed to be misrapi with, because that falls under the heading of avodah zara. And avodah zara is one of those areas for which the halacha is yehorek v'al yavar. Elsewhere, not here in the Gemara, but elsewhere, the Gemara says that this is actually a machalikas tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even avodah zara is subject to pikuach nefesh. And even by avodah zara, it's yavar v'al yehorek. You still say, no, Rabbi Yishmael holds that even by avodah zara, the chay mehem applies, and one could be misrapi with atzei asherah. But we don't pass in. Kimat all the rishonim don't pass in like Rabbi Yishmael. Rather, we pass in like Rabbi Lozer, whose drosh of the gemara here brings here imzachim. The vidashin v'ahatus Hashem alkecha bechalavolchu bechal nafshecha, and nafshecha means afilu noitelis nafshecha, and that's the source that avodah zara is ehoreg v'al yavar. Later, the Gemara generalizes this to bakal misrapim chutz mi avodah zara gilerais and shichas lomim, that in a case where for some medicinal purpose one might need gilerais, so later a case where that might happen, or one might need shichas lomim. Hard to imagine it. Well, not so hard to imagine in modern terms. Somebody needs a heart, so we'll kill somebody and take his heart, like in China they do that. So that's also Gilirai, so that's also falls under the heading of Gilirai Shvichus Domim and Avodah Zara. Not allowed to be misrapi with those Averis. And the Gemara has drosses for that. Shvichus Domim, the Gemara says, the Svara, Miyema de Domi de Doch Sumak Fei Mi Domi de Chavroch. Famous Gemara, maybe, who says your blood is better than his? So it's a Svara that Shvichus Domim is not a, you can't use Pikuch Nefesh for Shvichus Domim. And Gilirai says, Hukash to Shvichus Domim. So that's the big three. Avodah Zara, Gilirai, and Shvichus Domim. The halacha is that they are v'horeg v'al yavar. Now, what exactly is the case of being misrapi with atzei asherah that is therefore a violation of avodah zarah? Presumably, it's not in order to this refuah that he's getting from the atzei asherah is not by bowing down to the asherah. Hard to imagine that would be a refuah. So he's using the asherah for some kind of medicinal purpose. The question is, why is that called a violation of avodah zarah at all? He's not doing avodah zarah. The tree happens to be an avodah zarah, but he's not doing an act of avodah zarah by taking some medicine out of this tree. So here's the machlokes rishonim. The Ran understands pshat in the Gemara that even though it's not an act of avodah zarah to use the asherah for refuah, but it is a hanoah from avodah zarah, and avodah zarah happens to be also by hanoah, because we have a limud lo yidbak biyotchem umim menachayim. There's a lav in the Torah to be nena from avodah zarah. Says the Ran, even though that's not really what we normally think about when we talk about avodah zarah, and it's certainly not as chomer as avodah zarah itself. It's not chayiv misa. Person's nene from avodah zarah. It's not chayiv misa. It's just isuri hanoah. So who says that goes under the heading of yehoreg v'al yavar? Says the Ran, that's also yehoreg v'al yavar, because the Ran says there's a principle of inu v'chol abizrayu, that when the Torah said that avodah zarah gilirayish and shvichas domim are yehoreg v'al yavar, it's not only avodah zarah itself, the chayiv misa of avodah zarah, but even other satellite Yisurim that are connected with Avodah Zarah and are not as chomer as the act of Avodah Zarah, like being nenef from Avodah Zarah, that's called Abizrayu to Avodah Zarah. It's an ancillary to Avodah Zarah. That also is Be'yehoreg V'al Yavar. And the Ran brings the proof to this principle from a Gemara at the end of Ben Sayyar Meir. I didn't give it as Meir Mekayimus. I don't really believe in handout sheets so much. I think it puts people to sleep. If you could follow the Shir, you could follow the Meir Mekayimus too. But there's a Gemara at the end of Ben Sayyar Meir in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says there was this person, the Shehelo Libo Tino, he was sick with unrequited passion for a certain girl. So they went to the doctor, and the doctor said, the only refu is she has to be nivoltim. So Chacham said, we don't allow that. So then they went back to the doctors, and the doctor said, okay, tamad lefonav aruma. So the Rabbonim said, no, that also not. So then they said, okay, at least tisaprimei mecheri agener, let them have a date. So Chacham said, also not, yehoreg v'al yavar. So the Gemara then asks, Bishlam, if she was an eshesish, So we understand the chaimer adora that they wouldn't even let him be misaper yimam meyachayre again. But if she was a pnuya, it's not clear in the story if she was an eshesish or a pnuya. So it would be so terrible. Misaper yimam meyachayre again. Let them go out on a date. Why is that a? Why did Chazal put their foot down and not allow it? Says the Gemara, shlo yibnei sisrael kehefka. That they didn't want such a thing. A person should be able to manipulate bnei sisrael in such a way. So that's why they didn't allow it. Says the Ran, it seems from the Gemara that had it been an eshesish, then we would have no problem understanding why it would be also even l'saper yimay acharei gedder. We wouldn't have to invoke that this social agenda, shlo yibnei sisrael kehefka. It's only in the tzad that she's a pnuya, then it's like very hard to understand. What would be so terrible to saper yimay acharei gedder? So then we have to invoke Chazal had an agenda, shlo yibnei sisrael kehefka. But had she been an eshesish, then we would understand that on its face. We would understand it. We could take it at face value. It's be a horrible yavar to be misaper with an eshesish. Ask the Rang, why is it? Why it's not Gilei Arayis to be misaper with it? It's also, but it's not Gilei Arayis. Says the Rang, you see that inu v'chol of Israel, that in order to be Yehor Vel Yavar, it doesn't have to be Gilei Arayis mamish. Even if it's leSikruvu legali servo, and the Rang holds even leSaprim and Yachere Ged, it also goes under the heading leSikruvu legali servo. Even it's not the Isser of Miso, the Chiv Miso of Gilei Arayis. It's a love of leSikruvu legali servo, of coming close to Arayis, of being. So that's anything that leads to Arayis also is inu v'chol of Israel. So from there, the Ran takes this principle that inu v'chol of Israel, that the gimel averes chamuras include not only the chiyuv misa itself, but it includes any lav that is in the orbit of the of these gimel averes chamuras. So that's the shita sarah. Rashi and Tosis apparently disagree, because by this gemara about being misrapi with atzei asherah, Rashi and Tosis give different explanations of what's wrong with being misrapi with the Atzei Asherah. What's according to the Ran, as we just saw, what's wrong with being misrapi with Atzei Asherah is that it's a technical violation of being nenef from Avodah Zarah. But that's not what Rashi and Tosfos say. Rashi says the last line in Rashi, last few words, v'hamisrapi b'Atzei Asherah nire kimoidava. That if somebody is misrapi with an Atzei Asherah, it seems that he's being made to the magical properties of this Atzei Asherah. It doesn't say anything in Rashi about being Nenef from Avodah Zarah. Rashi says a different shot, that being Mishtachet to Atzei Asherah, or being Misrapi rather, from Atzei Asherah, you seem to be admitting that it has some kind of special property, and that's that itself is being made to the Avodah Zarah. Nira doesn't always have to be Marasayim. But it gives chizuk to the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says slightly differently, but for our purpose it's almost the same thing. Tosfos says, nearly, we'll skip that for a second. Tosfos says, the third line of Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, the osi lemiti bos Avodah Zarah. That if he'll be misrapi with Avodah Zarah, then that will lead people to think that this Avodah Zarah, that this Asherah is really something. It does miracle cures. And that itself will give chizuk to the Avodah Zarah. So it's not, I don't know if it's exactly like Rashi. Rashi is near Kemaydaba. It's as if he's admitting to the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says it gives aid and comfort to the Avodah Zarah. It encourages people to be Avodah Zarah. But kach ekach, both Rashi and Tosfos seem to apparently hold that the Isser Hanov Avodah Zarah is not sufficient reason to create the Isser. That's not Behor Bel Yavah. It's something else. It's the fact that he's giving chizuk to the Avodah Zarah. But and Tosfos is a nafkamina. Tosfos says that the nafkamina would be, Tosfos himself says this, that what would be the case? We can imagine two cases, really, of being misrapi with Atzei Asherah. We can imagine a case where there's an Atzei Asherah, and everybody holds that it has magical, because it's an Atzei Asherah, people say, this is a magic tree. People take the sap of this tree, and it does miraculous things for them. So that's being misrapi, that's one kind of misrapi with Atzei Asherah. And whether it works or it's a placebo, whatever it is, but that's one kind of case. Or one can imagine a case where, let's say somebody goes to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, for your machla, you have to have maple syrup. Maple syrup is the refuah for this machla. But there's only one maple tree in the vicinity. And that maple tree happens to be an asherah. So Taisa says that second case, in fact, is mutter. Because there it's not going to be osing lemiti basa vadazar. People aren't going to say, oh, this tree is magic, it cures people. It's a natural cure, it's maple syrup. It happens to be, it's the only maple syrup around the town. That would not be nira, that would not create an osu lemiti basa vadazar. The case that the Gemara is answering is where there are lots of maple trees around, but the doctor said, those are no good, you need the magical maple tree that should, that people bow down to. That's the tree that will create the refuah. And that's also the miti bosa, that's also the miti bosa of Adizar. Whereas according to the, hold on 1 second, whereas according to the Ran, that has to do with the Yisra Hanoah of Adizar, so what's the difference? If this is the tree that you want to use, and this tree is also Hanoah, so you're not allowed to be misrapi with this, not allowed to be misrapi from it. In Shulchan Aruch, it's two opinions. Shulchan Aruch brings this machlokes. That Yeshayimim, that the Isra to be misrapi from Avodah Zarah, is even in a case where this is the only one in town, and it's a perfectly natural remedy, but it happens to be that you want to take it from an Avodah Zarah, and that's also anyway because you're being nena from Avodah Zarah. And Yeshayimim, that's mutter. The Isra is only where they're sending you to the Avodah Zarah because it's an Avodah Zarah. And it has some kind of, and there's some kind of, this particular tree is associated with the cure, and that's what's also because that gives chizuk to the Avodah Zarah, and that's what the Gemara is asking. You want to ask something? Right. Okay, I don't know. That's a separate discussion. Does this refuah really work? It does not really work. Maybe it's a placebo. I'm not getting into it. You know, Shoshayim say maybe it's kind of chesatumo, whatever it is. The according to Rashi and Tosis, the case is, the case is where the doctor is not recommending this kind of tree generically. It's this particular tree that has a particular potency, and that's therefore connected to its being an Avodah Zarah. What? Right, that's exactly the point. This particular tree is also b'hano. Right, but Taisa shows that that's not b'yahorg b'yavah. That the yahorg, that's exactly the point. Because that is b'kuk nefesh. Those Taisa holds. Maybe I'm not making that, wasn't so clear. According to Rashi and Taisa, the din that Avodah Zarah is b'yahorg b'yavah is only worshipping Avodah Zarah. But being nene from Avodah Zarah is a lav no different than any other lav, and it's subject to b'chai men. Whereas according to the Ran, the Yahorig Bel Yavar of Avodah Zarah embraces not only worshipping Avodah Zarah, but even being nana from Avodah Zarah, even Inu, that's the concept of Inu Bechol of Israel. So one question therefore that I want to set out to address is, what are Rashi and Tosfos going to do with the Raya of the Ran? The Ran had a Raya. From the Gemara by Gilui Arayos, the Safri Mei Mechare Geder, and the Gemara over there says that if it's an Eishes Ish, so it's Taka Yahorig Bel Yavar. There nobody seems to argue. So
that's
why?
That's not on the same
side. No, but it's not Gilui Arayos Mamish. The point is, it's a lav that is, it's a related lav. It's not Gilui Arayos. Nobody would say that he's chayv misif that. Maximum.
Speaking
of lav, speaking to a married woman. Yes, that's Shita Saran. The Rambam holds that it's not a lav. It has to be kirubosa. Yes, so what does the Rambam do with this Gemara altogether? Yeah, that's also a question.
No, what I don't understand is, the case of the Perik Den Sora Mara is it's not itself a Gilei Arayos, but it was what leads to Gilei Arayos. Whereas being Misrape, as you put it, from a maple tree, has zero to do with Avodah Zarah.
Right, you're right. So there are those who want to say, I think Dogon wants to say this, that maybe the chiluk is that there by the case of Gilei Arayos, even though the Sapri Mamechayra Geder is not Mamish Gilei Arayos, but it could lead to Gilei Arayos. And that's more chomer.
Yeah.
Whereas being nene from Avodah Zarah, not only is it not mamash Avodah Zarah, but who says it even leads to Avodah Zarah? So maybe that's the distinction. But a little bit, at the end of the day, it's still difficult because mimonoshach. If the Torah said, just because the Torah said Gilui Arayos is Behorig Bal Yavar, who said that things that lead to Gilui Arayos are Behorig Bal Yavar? We don't have a pasuk for that. And if the pasuk somehow includes, like the Ran says, Inu Bechol of Israel, so then the same thing should be true by Avodah Zarah, should be Inu Bechol of Israel. I'm not saying it's wrong. Avada could be, also Taka says that distinction. But I want to suggest perhaps a different mahalach, how to solve the question of what will Rashi and Tosfos do with the Ran's proof. The emphasis is that Rashi and Tosfos need a hesber altogether. Because Rashi and Tosfos are saying the reason why it's Yehori Bel Yavar to be Misrapi from Atzei Asherah is because, according to Rashi, it's near Kemaydaba, and according to Tysus, it's Osila Miti Basar Vadazara. Those are Chayra, not. Those aren't Isra and Deraisa. That's not Isra Vadazara. Near Kemaydaba. Where in Torah does it say that there's a lab, but says a Chayiv Misa, of being near it Kemaydaba Vadazara? The Yisrael Avodah Zarah has the halachas, avoided to the Avodah Zarah, to be makiv to the Avodah Zarah, to be mishtachavet to the Avodah Zarah, to be megafif from Menashek isn't even an Yisrael, but to do something that people might think that he's being made in the Avodah Zarah, so I can understand it's also midrabanon. But where in the Torah is that, where is there such an Yisrael derais in the Torah? Where it Tosfos says that it's osi lemiti bosar Avodah Zarah. So I could hear that it's also midrabanon. But where is there an Yisrael derais to do an act that would cause that osi lemiti? I'm not recommending you should do it, but we're saying it's biharig v'al yaver. Rashi and Torah is saying that's biharig v'al yaver. The Torah says avodah zarah is biharig v'al yaver. But where does it say that being near it kemoyde avodah zarah should be biharig v'al yaver? We have it's in a way it's a strange thing. We have on the one hand we have the Ran. The Ran holds that to be nenefim avodah zarah is biharig v'al yaver, even though that's not avodah zarah itself. That Rashi and Torah don't hold from, even though that's a lav in Torah. To be nenef of a Zohar is a lav in the Torah. Nonetheless, Rashi and Tosfos apparently hold it may be a lav, but it's not a Zohar mamish. What's behor v'al yaver is a Zohar mamish. That's being nenef of a Zohar is not really a Zohar. But on the other hand, Rashi and Tosfos say, so what's the Yisur? Because it's near Kemoyde in the Avodah Zohar, or it's because you're Osi Lemiti Bosar Avodah Zohar. Those are not even a lav. To be nenef of a Zohar is at least a lav. These things are Al-Khayra, Isurim, Dirabodan, they're not even allowed, so why should it be Behorig Be'al Yavar? Where did the Gemara get that kind of thing should also be Behorig Be'al Yavar?
Rashi and Tosfos don't have Abizrayim,
they don't have any Abizrayim. Well, if they do, what is the definition? Hano is not called Abizrayim, the Abizrayim, even though that's allowed. And Nir Kemoydebo, which is not allowed, Al-Khayra, and all of a sudden that is Abizrayim, the Abizrayim. So it needs together. We need to have some kind of definition, both according to the Ran and according to Rashi and Tosfos. You'll see, everything here could be, I'm not asking out irresoluble questions, but I want to put everything together, see where it all leads. There's another Gemara that also bears over here. There's Gemara that heads in the Samach Aleph. Gemara talks about ha'oyven me'ava u'me'ira. Ha'oyven me'ava u'me'ira, according to most Rishonim, means that he worships Avodah Zarah with an ulterior motive. Either it's me'avas odom, He wants to chant for somebody, so he bows down to his Avodah Zarah. He doesn't really mean it, but me'avas odom, he bows down to Avodah Zarah. Or me'ira, the Rishonim point out that the Ramban says doesn't mean yira necessarily they're going to kill him. It's like ava. Maybe he's somebody's blackmailing him. Maybe he's afraid that he has to do with parnosa for business reasons. So he's being mishtachav of Avodah Zarah. But the point is there's some clear ulterior motive why he's being Mishtachevet to the Avodah Zarah. So there's a machleket or oivet to the Avodah Zarah. So it's machleket Abai and Rava. Abai say that he's chayev. The fact that he has an ulterior motive makes no difference. And Rava says that he's potter. Because since we see from the circumstance that he's not doing it for Kabbalah as a Kabbalah Seliho, he's not really, we see that he's only doing it, he's not doing it out of a real belief. So he's not chayev misa, it's not called an act of it's not, we don't see it as an act of Avodah Zarah, and he's potter. Asks Tosfos, so why is he harig v'al yaver? Tosfos not talking about our case of refuah, but let's say a case where you have another gemara. Goyim held a gun to somebody's head, and they said, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. That's also harig v'al yaver. Yeah, but harig v'al yaver is by refuah, that's the gemara over here in Pesachim. And you have in the gemara Sanhedrin and the Avodah Zarah cases where Ansu Akum, Goyim were ma'anet somebody, as often happened in history. They were amen, they on pain of death, they forced somebody to be over the Avodah Zarah. And the gemara says it's Behorig Bel Yava. Ask the Rabban, why is it Behorig Bel Yava? According to Rova, he's really off on a technicality. Because it's Meira. Ain't look a Yira Gdolim Yizu. If Yira's Mammon is Potter, because he's doing it for an ulterior motive, so Yira's Nefoshis is certainly for an ulterior motive. So it's not really an act of Avodah Zarah. If it's not really an act of Avodah Zarah, so why should it be Behorig Bel Yava? Yeah, but that's only before Hesia. That's only before Hesia, and only if he's doing it lahavir oisay aladas. That's a special case. If it's in front of Asarim Yisrael, and if the guy is doing it with an agenda to try to 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 wipe out the because he wants. So then it's behor galyav raskil Hashem. But he took bitzino or lahanos atzma. Then it's the only things that behor galyav are these three others. So Tais is asking, why is it behor galyav? It's not. He's not really chayav. It's not really avodah zarah. Coin to buy, it's good, but according to Rava, he's potter. It's not really without kabbalah selihus. It's not called an act of avodah zarah. So why is it behor galyav? So Tosis answers, it's in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph, Tosis answers that even though b'di'evet, if you did it, you potter, but l'chatchil it's b'yohar v'el yama. Very short Tosis. So it's very hard to understand. What does that mean? If in Deraisis, we're used to the idea, there's no l'chatchil and b'di'evet. There's no such thing as, you know, in Drabonin sometimes you have, you know, this is l'chatchil, you shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet, if you did it, it's not awesome. But this is something else. Here we're talking about a deraisa level. B'di'evet, if you did it, you're even me'afu me'yir, you're potter. So if you're potter, that means that on a deraisa level, it's not avodah zarah. Maybe it's also midrabbana, but it's not avodah zarah. So how can Tosfos say that even though it's not avodah zarah if you did it, but nonetheless, l'chatchilo, you have to be meisa nefesh. It's b'yor b'al yava. How could it be? The shachl moshes is v'dov v'poshet, there's no yor b'al yava on derabbanos. If b'di'evet you're potter, then it's only nisa derabbanan maximum. So how could it be b'yohar v'al yavar? So the sum of the answer is, or the approach is going to be, that it's Tosfos l'shitosom. Tosfos holds that even to be nene from Matzei Asherah is b'yohar v'al yavar because osi l'miti b'osar v'adazor. People might, if you're misrapi from the v'adazor, people might come to think that the v'adazor is something. So if somebody bows down to the v'adazor, so even though he's doing it mi'ira, but that's certainly called osi l'miti b'osar v'adazor, or Rashi, in Rashi's terms, nira kemoy deba. Because probably the Tosfos over here and the Tosfos over there, they go together. In other words, you see in that Tosfos also that you can have a case that technically is not avodah zarah because it's even meira. So it's without kabbalah selihus and according to Rava, and technically that's not called a violation of the issur deraisa of worshipping avodah zarah. And nonetheless, Tosfos says that it's bihar v'al yavar. I think that's very similar to Tosfos over here by Mimshapi by Atzei Asherah, where what's he doing? He's not worshipping the avodah zarah. He's being nenef from the avodah zarah, but Tosfos says that's not behor v'al yavar anyway. So what's behor v'al yavar? The osi l'miti b'osar avodah zarah. The fact that it will lead people to think to worship avodah zarah, it's going to strengthen the avodah zarah cause. That's enough reason for it to be behor v'al yavar. Yeah, but that hogu for time of boy, that's what we're trying to understand. Why should it be behor v'al yavar? Tosfos says avodah zarah is behor v'al yavar. Where does it say in Torah that this kind of thing should be behor v'al yavar as well? Yeah, but usually on a deraisa, usually, except maybe in this very specific areas, if you're potter from an einish on a deraisa level, then the deraisa is mutar l'chatchila. The whole concept that we have a potter of a loser is a drabon.
No, but in the case of an anus, you could still say the whole thing was usher, but an anus ultimately is usher.
Yes. Okay. So if the case over there of Abba Meira would be that you're an anus, mamish anus in the fossus. So then you're right, there is a concept, we'll see in a second the Gemara about it, that an oinus is potter, even though maybe it's also. You know, it's an active initial dry step, but he's oinus, it's not called that he did it. But the din of Avo Meira is not oinus. Avo Meira is, he does it because he wants to chan for somebody. And Rabbi says, that's also potter. That's not oinus. He wants to curry favor with somebody, he has a good, going to do business with him.
So pay him $100,000 when he buys not there.
Right, so that's, according to Rabbi, he's potter. Why? Not because he's honest, not honest, but because it lacks in Kabbalah Selihus. And not, so Tosfos says, so a case of Einus certainly lacks in Kabbalah Selihus. That's Tosfos' question. So how could it be Behor Bel Yavar? Every case of Behor Bel Yavar, where the guy is holding a gun to his head, is by definition not without Kabbalah Selihus. So it should be, so it's not really an act of Vedazor, according to Rava. So why is it Behor Bel Yavar? So Tosfos, but the Yavar is Taka Potter because it lacks in Kabbalah Selihus. But lechatchil, it's behor v'al yavar. So that's the question. If the evidence, if it lacks in kabbalah zuz, then it's not avodah zarah. If it's not avodah zarah, so why is he mechuyav to be meisa nefesh? So let me makdim. Let me preface another gemara. This gemara in avodah zarah, daf nun dalet. Gemara is like this. Gemara is discussing a case where somebody worshipped the behemoth. Ordinarily speaking, somebody, if you bow down to a behemoth, you're makir a carbon to avodah zarah, so it does not in India, right, they bow down to cows, no? Anyway, or maybe they just think they're Gilgulim. I don't know exactly. But anyway, he was Meshachar of the Behemah. So the halacha, normally the halacha is that the Behemah does not become Asa, because Balei Chayim do not become Avad Azar. To become an Avad Azar, to be Asa Mano, it has to be a human artifact. So a Behemah or a geographic or a mountain does not become Asa, you know, a topographical landmark, do not become Asa as Avad Azar. Nonetheless, if you want to bring the Behemah as a carbon, you're not allowed. Because that's called nevad, a special psul in we learn that from a ribuy, from a miyot, that a nevad, a behemoth that was worshipped, is posul for a carbon. It's called a psul nevad. So the Gemara says that in order for a behemoth to be nevad, he has to worship his own behemoth. If he worships somebody else's behemoth, then it does not become nevad, because eimam am oisod ova she'en ha-shalad. So let me ask from a braisa. The braisa says that a behemoth is also whether it was worshipped berotzon or ba'inus. The Gemara at first thinks, what does it mean the behemoth was worshipped by Inus? That I went to somebody else's behemoth, and against the will of the owner, I bowed down to his behemoth. So I kill it forced onto the behemoth, or onto the owner of the behemoth, that his behemoth became an Avodah Zarah. So there you see that I'm mastering somebody else's behemoth. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. He's bowing down to his own behemoth. So why is he onus? So it says the Gemara, poshut. Because somebody held a gun to his head, and told him to bow down to his own behemoth. And the Brisa says that it's osur. The behemoth becomes osur as neva. That's the Gemara. That's the beginning of the Gemara. The backdrop. So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira asked the Kasha. Respect Reb Zeira, it says in Torah, V'lanayro leitase dover. V'lanayro leitase dover means that an oinus is potter. Anything that a person does under compulsion, he's not chayef for. So somebody's ma'anis a girl, somebody rapes a girl, so she's potter, even if it was Gilearias, and Nayam Urosa, Lenayla Tasidola, because she's a onus. So here he was a onus to worship Avodah Zarah. So why should the behemoth become osa? For Bezeris Kash. So Bezeris Kash all by itself needs a little bit of unpacking. Taisus speaks out. Taisus says, what does Bezeris hold? Is it Behar Valyavar or is it not Behar Valyavar? Does Reb Zeira hold that it's not Yehor Valyavar? He's allowed to bow down to the behemoth? Says Taisus, then Reb Zeira should have quoted V'chaibem. Reb Zeira should have said it's mutter, because the Torah says V'chaibem. Apparently Reb Zeira didn't say V'chaibem, that you're allowed to do it. Says Taisus, Reb Zeira agrees you're not allowed to do it. It's Yehor Valyavar. So if it's Yehor, so what's Reb Zeira saying? They're saying that even though it's Be'yahar Ve'al Yavar, but nonetheless, if you did it, you're potter because you have a Ptur Aynus. So you're potter from the person himself, even though he's not allowed, he's supposed to be Meis HaNefesh, he's supposed to give up his life not to be Oved the Behemah, not to be Oved of the Zohar. But if he did it, says Reb Zera, he's potter because Aynus Rachmona Patre, that's Exeris HaKosov, Lenar Lekasov Dover, a person who does something because of Aynus Nefoshes, because otherwise he would be killed. He's not. We can't punish him. And this is the source that Archaim point out. This is the source for the Rambam. The Rambam Taka Paskins that by the Gimel Averes Chamuris Gilirayis Avodah Zarah Shvichas Domim, even though it's Be'yahar Ve'al Yavar, and a person has to give up his life rather than do it. But if he failed to meet that test and he did the Yisur, even Shvichas Domim, and he did the Yisur, Ba'Oynis says the Rambam based in can't punish him because there's a Ptur Oynis V'Leinayar Letasa Domim. The source is from Reb Zeira. Now, it really still needs to be understood. It's not really so much concerning, doesn't concern us right now, but just understand the Gemara. I don't want to leave people with furrowed brows. The Gemara, Reb Zeira, needs to be understood. Even if he's potter because he's onus, what does that have to do with the status of the behemoth? The discussion in the Gemara is not, is he chayav misa or is he not chayav misa? The issue in the Gemara is the status of the behemoth could be born as a korban because it doesn't have a psul nevet. So what does it help? What does Reb Zeira mean? Well, not allowed to pass it over. He's not allowed to do it, but he's potter. Okay, he's potter, but why isn't the behemah of a Zohar? So Taisa says, well, since he's potter, the behemah is also not Nessa. Very not clear what that means. So the Briskov explains, again, it's peripheral to our discussion, but just understand Pshat and Gemara. The Briskov explains that Nevad, the Psul Nevad, it really has nothing to do with whether the behemah is an Avodah Zohar or not an Avodah Zohar. The behemah is anyway not an Avodah Zohar because Balei Chayim don't become Avodah Zohar. The Psul Nevad is because an Avera was done with the behemah. Like a very vanilla, exactly. It's absurd because it was this avid ba'aveira. So Reb Zeira holds that in order for it to be called, and not any aveira, of course, the aveira particularly of Avodah Zarah. So Reb Zeira holds that since he's potter, so even though he's not allowed to do it, and he has to make some efforts and so on, but since he's potter, So it's not called that it was this Avid Ba'avera on the level, even though he's not allowed to do it. But it's not called this Avid Ba'avera, but it's Avid Ba'avera. If he's Potter, then you see that he's not so liable. If he's not so liable, not so culpable, so that mitigates the Avera. The Avera was done, Al-Khatkhil is not allowed to do it, he has to be Maisa Nefesh. But if he did it, he has a Ptur Oynes, so it's not, so since he's not so liable, it lacks in the Is'avad Ba'avera, and the behemoth is not Nessa. That's Reb Zer. Rova disagrees with Reb Zer. And Rova says, no. Since he has to be Maisa Nefesh, so the behemoth is also Nessa. But Rava says that now, and it's face that's not hard to understand this Machlekes Reb Zeir and Rava. Reb Zeir holds, it's not called the Avad Ba'avera, since he's Potter, so it's not called the Avad Ba'avera. And Rava holds, but since Lamaisa, he had to be Maisa Nefesh. So he did do something wrong, so it is called the Avad Ba'avera. But what's interesting in the Gemara is the way Rava says it. Rava says that the Behemoth Mutter, says Rava like this, a distinction. If it was Bitsinor, so the Behemoth is Mutter. Because V'chai Ben, V'loishi Yomus Ben. But if it was Befarhesio, you have to be Meisa Nefesh even for the smallest Avera. If it was Befarhesio, then the Behem is also. Because Leisa Chal was Hem Kshem Kotchi, he was Mechal, he was Tzachil Hashem. What? It's Chil Hashem. It's a different thing, Chil Hashem. I don't know if it's Maris. Right. You know, maybe I should have talked about this before. The Gemara says, many of you are familiar with the Gemara. Even though the only areas for which you have to be Moshe Nefesh are but it's regular Eishen Shvichas Domim, but if it was Beferhesia, but Asar Bisro, meaning not only that there was Asar Bisro, but that the guy was doing it Kedei Lahaviro Yaladas, so then there's a new imperative of Chil Hashem that you have to be Moshe Nefesh even for Arkas of the Masani, even for Minog Yisro. So Rava seems to be saying, if it was Bitsino, so then the Chaybem, the Haim is not Nessa. But if it was for Hesio, then Chil Hashem, then you have to be Moshe Nefesh for everything. Then already the behemoth becomes awesome. So here the Rishonim are agitated. What's the difference? We're talking about a Zara. If we were talking about other Isurim, so we understand there's a difference between Sinah and for Hesio. But Sinah is you're supposed to, is Bechaybem, you're allowed to do it. And for Hesio, if it's Lavi or Ladas, then you have to be Moshe Nefesh. But we're talking about a Zara. But a Zara is from the Gimel of Eretz Chamurus, but you have to be Moshe Nefesh even with Sinah. So why is Rava here being metallic between Sinah and Fahes? So one answer is, Taisa says, that maybe Rava holds like Rabbi Yishmael. We know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the year, there is one Tana, we don't pass him this way, but there is one Tana who holds that Avodah Zarah is the same as all other Isur. And he doesn't have the drosha of Yahavta. Well, b'chol nafshecha. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bitsinah, you're allowed to be Oyved Avodah Zarah if somebody's holding a gun to your head. The same as Chil Shabbos. So maybe Rabbi held like Rabbi Shmuel. In fact, Taisus wants to entertain for a minute that maybe Aloch is like Rabbi Shmuel. Because you see that Rabbi held like Rabbi Shmuel. And Taisus Chas V'Shalom. He doesn't really explain where the Chas V'Shalom is coming from. Taisus Chas V'Shalom can't imagine that the, some of Taisus coming out of, you know, Taisus lived there, Bali Taisus lived through the Crusades. Jews in their hundreds and thousands were Moshe Nefesh, not to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. This is Chas V'Shalom to say that it's all Shalai Kalach Avada. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. But, so Taisa, well, maybe Rava was saying, I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, but he was going within the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Then, however, afterwards, then Taisa brings from Rav Moshe Mikutzi, the Smag, who says a different shaykh, said Shatan Rava this follows. Rava agrees, and here's where we're coming to the punchline really. Rava agrees that you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah B'tzino. Because that's halacha, we don't pass on the Rabbi Shmuel. Nonetheless, there's a difference between Bitsinah and Beferhesia. Bitsinah, if he's supposed to be Moshe Nefesh, but if he's not Moshe Nefesh, he does not violate the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah. He violates the essay of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha doesn't ask the Behem. Befarhesio, he has to be Moshe Nefesh, and there if he fails to be Moshe Nefesh, then it reverts to a Nisra Avodah Zarah and the behemoth becomes awesome. That's just nicely. I'll read the Smagans, I'll read the Tosis inside, just the one line, and then I'll explain to you what I think is going on. Umayri Daidi Harav Moshe Mikutzi. So this is the Smag's nephew writing. The Sefer HaMitzvah Shechiver, in his Sefer, says, that Rabbi Avad agrees, Rabbi like Poli got, that you have to be Moshe Nefesh from the Zohar. So what's Rabbi saying? He's saying that since it says V'chai Behem Yotzo Einis Tzino Mikol V'chol, that Tzino, since it says V'chai Behem, so if you were Oved Avodah Zarah, you know what, you're not Oved Avodah Zarah. It's not called you don't violate Avodah Zarah. Ben Mi Azara, Ben Mi Misa. You don't get Misa for the Avodah Zarah, and you don't even violate the law of Avodah Zarah. Aval Homi or Maidi Rava, Rava agrees that he can say the Bechol Nafshecha Sheish Lo Limsar Atzmai. He has an assay of after Hashem Elokecha Bechol Lavavcha Bechol Nafshecha. But he does not violate the law of Avodah Zarah. But I lost. But when it comes to Farhesia, we have to be Moshe Nefesh for any Abeira. So then Ahadre Bechlole, then it reverts to the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, Ben Liasora, Ben Lemisa, both for the live of Avodah Zarah and for the Misa of Avodah Zarah. Then it really goes back into being Avodah Zarah Mamish. And the Smaggles is even Chayav Misa, not like the Rambam, and the Behemoth becomes awesome. What the Smag is saying is the following. The Smag is saying that V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, we're used to thinking there's an Isra of Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is V'yahavtas V'yahavtas. That means that really should be V'chayavim, only Yisurim are V'chayavim. Comes on Torah says V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So we're used to thinking V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is Megala, that Avodah Zarah doesn't have V'chayavim, not subject to V'chayavim, and that's why you have to be Meisim Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. This is Smag, that's not right. Avodah Zarah has V'chai Behem as much as any other Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is subject to V'chai Behem. And for Pikuach Nefesh, if you're in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, you do not violate the Yisra of Avodah Zarah because this is V'chai Behem. You don't violate Avodah Zarah. But you do violate something else. You violate a mitzvah's essay of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. Rashi Loshin Sanhedrin is Shaloi Tanirenu Ba'acher. The person is Oyev Hashem B'chol Nafshoi to all of his nefesh, to all of his life, so he doesn't want to be main with the Rebbeinu Shem with somebody else, so he violates the essay of Yahavta. But the love of Avodah Zarah is the chayvim. As far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, he's off the hook. He did not violate Avodah Zarah, not the love of Avodah Zarah, not the kolshke, not the chiv misa of Avodah Zarah. He violated a mitzvah's essay of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Hashem came b'farhesio, he has to be moisa nefesh for all Yisur, even for Shabbos, even for Akas and the Masani, even for Kashrus, and certainly for Avodah Zarah. By Farhesio, he has to be Moisei Nefesh for the love of Avodah Zarah. We have to be Moisei Nefesh for the love of Avodah Zarah. Then if you didn't, you weren't Moisei Nefesh, then it's called you violated the love of Avodah Zarah. And you're even Chayav Misa according to the Smag. And then the Behem is also. So again, when it's Bitsino, so the Smag holds, you're not obligated to be Moisei Nefesh for the love of Avodah Zarah. You're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for the essay of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, if you failed to be meisa nefesh, so what did you violate? That of a Zarah. Of a Zarah, you didn't have to be meisa nefesh for. That you had v'chayvim. You violated the essay of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha doesn't ask us to behemah. V'farhesio, you have to be meisa nefesh for the lav of a Zarah. Because the lav of a Zarah is no worse than any lav. You have to be meisa nefesh v'farhesio for any lav entire. So v'farhesio, you have to be meisa nefesh for the lav of a Zarah. There already, if you did it, you violated the law of Avodah Zarah, and the payment is also. And that's what Rabbah is saying. But sin, it's only V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. But as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, it's V'chai Behem. Behem is Mutter. V'farhes, you have to be Meis and Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, that asks the Behem. That's the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nadal. The way the Smag understands it. Very revolutionary Smag. Comes out, the Smag is saying, Mari Dika Thing. The Smag's take on this Gemara is that it's a misnomer. It's not exact. It's not entirely accurate to say that you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, not to violate Avodah Zarah. According to Smag, that's B'tzin, at least that's not true. You have to be Moshe Nefesh for V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. If a person worships Avodah Zarah, so he violates V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, so the Moshe, you have to be Moshe Nefesh, not to worship Avodah Zarah. But not on account of the love of Avodah Zarah. The love of Avodah Zarah has V'chai Behem. But on account of the essay of V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. That's the Shemitah, that's the Smag. The Smag is one of the Baalei HaTosfos, in essence. If that's the case, so first of all, I understand now very well the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and the Ran on the other. Do you have to be Moshe Nefesh for the Isra Hanov of Avodah Zarah? That was what we saw at the very beginning. The Gemara says, You're not allowed to use an Asay Asherah. You're not allowed to be Misrafi B'Asay Asherah. The Ran says, doesn't matter, even if the case is that the doctor said he needs maple syrup, and the only maple syrup around happens to come from an Asay Asherah, so you're not giving any aid and comfort to the Avodah Zarah. Says the Ran, you still have to be Maisa Nefesh, because there's a love of Layidbuk B'yotchem U'mu Menacherem, there's an Isra Hanoah from Avodah Zarah, and if you have to be Maisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, you have to be Maisa Nefesh for the satellite Yisurim of Avodah Zarah. Says the Ran, just like you find by Gilei Arayis, like Gilei Arayis, you have to be Maisa Nefesh not only for Gilei Arayis, but even for Lesikubu L'Gali Servo, like the Sapri M'Mechayre Geder. So you see that when you have to be Maisa Nefesh for Gilei Arayis, you have to be Maisa Nefesh for the whole system of Yisurim of Gilei Arayis. So if you have to be Maisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, then you have to be Maisa Nefesh for the whole system of Yisurim of Avodah Zarah, including the Yisra Hanov of Avodah Zarah. Rashi and Tosfos disagree. They say, no, for the Yisra Hanov of Avodah Zarah, you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh. Why? Because Rashi and Tosfos here go with the Sheet of the Smak, who is one of the Baalei HaTosfos. It's not the same as Gilei Arayis at all. By Gilei Arayis, you have to be Maisa Nefesh for Gilei Arayis. You have to be over Gilei Arayis. Because we learn that Gilei Arayis from Shechus Domim, and Shechus Domim is a Svara. There, the Mesiris Nefesh is not to violate the Isra of Gilei Arayis. And the issue of Gilei Arayis includes the satellite issue of Gilei Arayis, Inu B'chol of Israel. By Avodah Zarah, not only do you not have to be Maisa Nefesh for the satellite issue of Avodah Zarah, the truth is you don't have to be Maisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah itself either. You have to be Maisa Nefesh for Avodah Hashem Alekecha, for Avodah Hashem. So to not to worship Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Hashem. Listen, Mirenu Ba'acher. But to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah, what does that have to do with Avodah Hashem? A person's Nenef from Avodah Zarah doesn't violate Avodah Hashem Alekecha. So the Farashi and Tosfos hold that that they agree that by Gilei Arayis Inu B'chol of Israel. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's only Avodah Zarah itself, but to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah is nothing. Because that, it may be an Isra Avodah Zarah, but so what? The Avodah Zarah has V'chaibim. What doesn't have V'chaibim is V'yahavta. To be Nenef from Avodah Zarah is not called V'yahavta. It's not a violation of V'yahavta Hashem Alekecha. On the other hand, what Rashi and Tosfos do say you have to be Maisa Nefesh for, he's not allowed, if they said this maple, it's not that he needs maple syrup. He needs the syrup of this particular tree that's a magical tree, and its maple syrup has miraculous properties. So you're not allowed to do it. You have to be Maisa Nefesh, says Rashi, because Mira Kemoy Debo. It's like you're being Maisa, this is a special tree. And Tosfos says, so Asur Miti Bosar Avodah Zarah. My question was, what Isra Avodah Zarah does he violate by doing something that's near Kemoyda to the Avodah Zarah, or it's Asur Miti Bosar Avodah Zarah? It's not Avodah Zarah. Maybe since it's an Abonim, but not Avodah Zarah. Why does it have to be Maisa Nefesh? The answer is, V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha. That already is included in V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha. V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha includes, if V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha includes not to do anything that strengthens the cause of Avodah Zarah, which is the arch enemy of the Avodah Shalom in the world. So if a person does something that gives aid and comfort to the enemy, it certainly lacks in Avodah Hashem.
That's the
Deraisa. And that's
Mechayev you to
believe. Yeah, that's Mechayev Mesiris Nefesh. Because V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha is Mechayev Mesiris Nefesh. That is Mechayev Mesiris Nefesh. I think that's exactly what Machlokes here between Rashi and between the Ran on the one hand and Rashi and Tosfos on the other. The Ran understood that you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. That V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha is just a gilui milso that you have to be Moshe Nefesh for the Isra Avodah Zarah. Like the plain, that's the plain havana, the simple havana. There's no v'chayben by Avodah Zarah. V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha is megala that Avodah Zarah doesn't have v'chayben. And if that's the case, then we want to, our litmus test is, what things do you yes have to be Maisa Nefesh for, and what things do you not have to be Maisa Nefesh for? The litmus test is it Avodah Zarah? Or is it at least a satellite of Avodah Zarah? So on the one hand, that has a chumrah, but on the other hand, it has a kula. It has a chumrah that it includes not only Avodah Zarah, but even being nenef from Avodah Zarah. Because being nenef from Avodah Zarah is a lavan Torah that has to do with Avodah Zarah. So it's inu b'chol of Israel, no different than the siklu v'alagal eserva. On the other end, it has a kula, that's something that's not technically a lav of Avodah Zarah. So even though maybe it's, you know, it supports Avodah Zarah and it makes people, so what? But did you violate any lav in the Torah? No. So then there's no mysterious nefesh, according to the Ran. Whereas according to Rashi and Tosfos, they hold like the smag. The smag is beferish. Avodah Zarah is v'chaybem. Person who was on pain of death worshipped Avodah Zarah, says the Ran, he didn't violate, not only is he not going to get an oinish, he doesn't even violate the Asar, he doesn't even violate the love of Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah per se has v'chaybem. Either Gemara says you have to be Maisa Nefesh rather than worship Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says the Pasuk, V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha. That means there's a mitzvah essay of V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha. The mitzvah essay of V'yahavtas Hashem Alekecha is not entirely congruous with the technical violation of Avodah Zarah. In some cases it includes less, and in some cases it includes more. But when you're talking about being Nenef from Avodah Zarah, so That might be a avodah. That's a lot of avodah zara, but it doesn't have anything to do with the haftas Hashem lekecha. And therefore, according to Rashi and Tosis, that's mutter. I mean, mutter. You don't have to be moisen nefesh for it. Mashenkin, when it comes to, but on the other hand, it has the chumra. Rashi and Tosis is shita, the smag shita, which is because if you're saying the mesiris nefesh is not for avodah zara, but it's always v'chaydim. The mesiris nefesh is for a new mitzvah essay of avas Hashem. So avas Hashem is not identical with the technical violation of avodah zara. It includes sometimes more than avodah zara, because to do something that gives, that lends people to believe in the avodah zara, helps people to believe in the avodah zara, so maybe you didn't violate the avodah zara. See no evil. What is the? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't violate any avodah zara. Yeah, other people are going to violate avodah zara because of what I did. That's not avodah zara. But in avas Hashem, it certainly lacks. It's a violation of midiraisa of yahavta Hashem lekecha. And the chiyum serious nefesh is for yahav, according to the smag, and I think according to Rashi and Tosfos as well, is for yahavta Hashem. So therefore, so that's why you have to be moisen nefesh, not to be misrafe, by the atzei asher, in such a case where it's also limited, you also have a desire. I think that's the answer also for Ava and Yira. The Gemara, Rava says that ha'oivin me'ava me'yira, he's off the hook on a technicality, because he didn't do it with Kabbalah Seliho, Kabbalah Selihos. So he's potter. So why does he have to be moisen nefesh? If he's potter on a technicality, because he did it me'ava me'yira, he did it for ulterior motives, didn't really, not with sincere religious belief. So Rava says, you potter. You didn't really, technically, you didn't violate the Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Asked Tosis, so why is it the Harag Val Yavar? So Tosis answered, yeah, you potter, but lechatchil, you have to be Moisei Nefesh. So the Shaila is why? Tosis, hey, mei matvar, because Avas Hashem. You may be potter after Avodah Zarah, but you certainly violate the Avodah Hashem Lekecha, because Loisim Reinu Le'achet, because you want to have a good business deal, you bow down to Avodah Zarah. That certainly lacks an Avas Hashem. It's certainly also limited to Avodah Zarah. There's certainly strengthening of Avodah Zarah in the world. So that already, according to Tosfos, for that is a chiyuv mesiris nefesh. So everything conduces over here to the same. To the same conclusion, that Rashi and Tosfos are going here with the sheet of the smag, and the Ran is going with the other sheet. How to understand what Rava said in Avodah Zarah? Rava said in Avodah Zarah that if you bow down to a behemoth, ba'inus, before it was ba'inus. So Rava said, "Vitzin of the behemoth is mutter, v'farhesi of the behemoth is also." And Tosfos says, "What's going on? You have to be moisen nefesh even vitzinah." So what's Rava say? So one Mahalach and Tosfos says, Rav is going here like Rabbi Shmuel. In the Chanami, lahalocha, that you have to be moisen nefesh b'tzino, then even b'tzino the behem is also. Because you violated Avodah Zarah. And I think that's the sheet of the Ran. And that's the sheet of the Ran. If you violate, you have to be moisen nefesh for Avodah Zarah, that's what they have to do, simply a gili milsa, they have to be moisen nefesh for Avodah Zarah. But it's for the Isra of Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, b'tzino, la'halocha, the behemoth will become nesa. If somebody forced him to be over to a behemoth, the behemoth will be nesa. I, Rava said, b'tzinah is mutter, Rava is going to la'halocha, like Rabbi Shmuel. But la'halocha, if under an oinus, he bowed down to a behemoth, the behemoth is nesa. Why is the behemoth nesa? Because he has to be moisen nefesh, Rava Dizar. That's the Ran's understanding. And therefore, when we want to know what cases are in the chiyuv mesiris nefesh, and what cases are out of the chiyuv mesiris nefesh, the criterion is, Isra Rava Dizar. So to be nene from Avodah Zarah, that's Yisra Avodah Zarah, Yidba B'yotam Lumu Menacher, Yinu B'chalav Yisrael, even the satellite Yisroim go into the Ar, are considered Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, more amorphous things like Aslamiti B'Yisra Avodah Zarah, or Nir Kemoide Tel Avodah Zarah, but they're not violations of Avodah Zarah, so according to the Ran, you don't have to be Moisei Nefesh for them. Whereas I think Rashi and Tosfos hold like the Smag, that the Smag's understanding of Rava, that if you bow down to a behemoth, Ba'oines, the behemoth is mutter. Why is the behemoth mutter? Rava says the behemoth is mutter. The smag says it's even the halacha. You have to be meisa nefesh, but the behemoth is mutter anyway. Why is the behemoth mutter? Because you didn't violate Avodah Zarah, but Zarah is the chaybem. You violated Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem doesn't ask the behemoth. So you see in this, the smag's understanding is that the chiyuv mesiris nefesh is not for the issur of Avodah Zarah. The chiyuv mesiris nefesh is for the mitzvah's essay of Avas Hashem. But Avodah Zarah per se is the chaybem. You don't have to be meisa nefesh. The behemoth is not. You don't have to be meisa nefesh for Avodah Zarah. You have to be meisa nefesh for Avas Hashem.
So come.
The Ran will learn like the others, like the beginning of Tosfos, that Rav is talking not really with Rabbi Shmuel. Oh. Rav says the behemoth is mutter because he's going like Rabbi
but
Shmuel.
We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. So right. We're not saying the Rav is shalak halacha.
Right. So Tosfos says that anyway. Tosfos says Rav is shalak halacha. Tosfos says either Rav really held like Rabbi Shmuel, or Rav wanted to say the Brisa works even according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the stam Tosfos holds the way. The Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel. So that's not the end. I mean, Tosfos could say it, so I could say it. If Tosfos could say it, the Ran could say it. If Tosfos holds it. So that's how, you know, the Ran understood like the stam Tosfos at the beginning. But afterwards, Tosfos brings the smag. That Rav is going la'alocha, and if you bow down to the behemoth is mutter. Why is the behemoth mutter? Because you didn't violate Avodah Zarah. You violated Avas Hashem. So now we want to know what things are in the are. Now what's our criterion? to decide what you have to be moisa nefesh and what you don't have to be moisa nefesh. Not Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Hashem. That way it looks different. And the one. Because it says b'chol nafshecha, it says we have to b'chol nafshecha. The Torah says that for Avodah Hashem we have to be moisa nefesh. That's what it says in we have to. So the Ran learns that Segili Milsa on Avodah Zarah, on the love of Avodah Zarah. And the smags is b'feresh. No, you have to be moisa nefesh for the essay. It's perish and smag. That's what Tosis brings from the smag. That you have to be moisa nefesh for the essay of Avodah Hashem. So on the one hand, Yisra HaNoah is not b'chal, because what does that have to do with Avodah Hashem? But on the other hand, Yirik HaMoidaboy, also the Mitzvah of Zohar, that is b'chal, because that lacks in Avodah Hashem. So that's what we want to move out, that we have here a fundamental machlokes, Rishonim, how to understand this drosha. We have an Yisra HaNoah, we don't say v'chaybim, because it says we have to Hashem Elokecha. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. So we have a machlokes Hashem, how to understand? The Ran understands that we have to Hashem Elokecha simply megala that Avodah Zohar doesn't have a chaybim. So, and if you have to be moist and efesh for Avodah Zohar.
And
of Israel, because that's always the rule. Once you have to moist and efesh for Gili Arayis, then you'll be called of Israel. And Rashi and Tosis, and the smag is really Mepherish. That's my smoking gun. The smag is Mepherish, but I want to say that's Rashi and Tosis as well. They understood that no, Avodah Zohar is Bechaybehem. It has Bechaybehem. You don't have to be moist and efesh for Avodah Zohar. You have to be moist and efesh for Avodah Zohar. Hashem Elokecha. That's Mamash Perish and Smag. Therefore, the smag says the Behem is Mutter. Because Avodah Zohar has b'chayvim. You're allowed to be. You didn't do an aver of Avodah Zohar. It's not never by aver of Avodah Zohar. If you did an aver of the after Hashem Elokecha, mitzvah's essay. Smacks of perish. Mitzvah's essay. You didn't violate any lavin. You violated a mitzvah's essay of Avodah Hashem. The mitzvah's essay of Avodah Hashem doesn't ask for the beim. That's the case. So now that's a very different. That looks very different. What things are b'chal Avodah Hashem? What things are not Avodah Hashem? Avodah Zohar itself, of course, is b'chal Avodah Hashem. But being nedif of Avodah Zohar is not b'chal Avodah Hashem. To be near a kemoida, but that's already b'chal avas Hashem.
Actually, you could argue that even if hanoah is b'chal avas, I mean, the Ran could practically say that hanoah is b'chal avas Hashem, because you're saying I'm staying away even from the hanoah.
I suppose.
Because of avas Hashem.
It could be.
So it could be that.
But since we do find the Shita Nishayna that is the stamtaisin of Avodah Zarah, that is kipshuto. I think that's the more simple. And also, the Ran put a raya from Gili Arayis. What's his raya? It's not doima. You put a receipt by Gili Arayis, Inu B'chol HaBizrayu. What's the Raya? Yeah, there it's Inu B'chol HaBizrayu, but who says that then do Thomas Hashem? You see, from the fact that the Ran thought it's a proof, because he thought that, you know, I can draw an analogy. If by Gili Arayis, Inu B'chol HaBizrayu includes the satellite Yisurim, so by Vodazor it also should include the satellite Yisurim. Mechatesim. Because the Ran understood that it's the same idea. You have to be Meis Nefesh for Gili Arayis, you have to be Meis Nefesh for Vodazor. So if over there it's Inu B'chol HaBizrayu, here it's Inu B'chol HaBizrayu as well. According to Tosis, it's not analogous at all. Not a fourth, it's a third, because he takes out Avodah Zarah, he puts in Avodah Hashem. It's still only three.
He's not taking out
Avodah Zarah. He says for Avodah Zarah itself is...
Avodah Zarah has to be interpreted that way, then it's interpreted through Avodah
Hashem. You know, everybody agrees that you have to be Moshe Nefesh, not to be Avodah Zarah. That says in the Gemara. Yeah. So that's why. So the Ran would say, because it's a lav. Avodah Zarah is a lav. And for this lav, you have to be Moshe Nefesh. And this lav would say, because it's an essay of Avodah Hashem. That's what Perish and Smack. It's Nun Dalet Amud Aleph in places. Perish and Smack. It says, you don't violate the law. If you bow down to Avodah Zarah on the pain of death, you don't violate, you don't get an Einish, and you don't even have an Asar. You do not violate a law at all. You violate a Mitzvah Esi of Avodah Hashem. And the Behemoth therefore is Mukhtar.
Right, but the Rambam says that the person bows down, so they get into Crown Chil Hashem also.
Right. Yeah, that's a Shittim Yuchedis of the Rambam, that this Chil Hashem even Betzimah.
That's
a radical shittim.
Does that also?
Yeah, so I'm not bringing that in here at all. The Ran has a whole different shittim. Okay. The Ran holds that you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, but you're off on a technicality because you're an onus, and Lanai Latasadorah takes off everything, but it's still a Chil Hashem. Yeah, the Ran has a whole different set of issues. Yeah. Okay. Oh.